Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Mason is here.
I don't know.
I saw him.
Somebody said he was here.
Yeah, he is. He's coming in here in just a second. So you're saying I should split my pool that you introduced me to?
Yeah, I'm curious if Mason will say the same thing. I come from experience. So I was down to the final two years ago.
Okay.
And the Rams were good. They were humming along. They were on their way to the playoffs. And the other guy called me and he said, do you want to split it? And so my split was a little more money than what you're looking at. You're looking at a four-way split, right?
Yes.
And I said, have you taken the Rams yet? He said, yes. I said, well, I haven't. And they play the Jets at the Coliseum, at the SoFi this weekend, and they're an 18-point favorite, so I'm going to ride with the Rams. He hit his. He won. The Jets upset the Rams, and I got nothing. I got Bupkis. So when you invest that money in the initial points, a minimal investment.
It's pretty small.
If you get your money back, is great. You're getting your money back tenfold.
Yeah, like 15-fold.
Yeah, I told him he should take the split.
I split before a couple of times. I split. It's smarter to split because you like Ireland said, you just don't know what's going to happen.
Can I tell you the two games that I have?
Yeah, I was going to say, who do you have?
Go ahead. But okay. I'm telling you, you can't get a more. If you don't have an 18-point favorite, I'll tell you that.
It's 10.5, the last I looked. Ooh. It's the biggest one on the board this week.
Okay.
It's New England hosting Chicago.
Chicago
can't score.
They can't score.
Chicago is
terrible. I might want to change my answer.
Bill Belichick against Fields. That feels like as close to a slam dunk as you're going to find.
Has he taken New England?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. There's three other people alive. So,
It's not
even going to be up to me, really.
They all have to agree or else it's off. So
and all four will not agree.
What if it comes down to me?
I'm with Mace. Then you take it.
Yeah.
Take the money.
If everybody goes yes, take the split. Although,
here's the one
take New England.
Mace, here's the one scenario.
Yeah.
What if the other three have already taken New England?
Yeah.
Then I think you might have to roll the dice.
John, he did say that it has. I was like, okay, what happens? Let's just say you end up keep riding this thing out and you lose. Do you really care? And he's like, no, I really don't care. Because it's
I felt like an idiot, like I gave something away.
Yeah, no, it would be, look, it's sitting there on the table. You just have to pick it up and put it in your
greed
pocket.
Greed is the end of many a dynasty. Hubris comes before the fall, Mace. I had a lot of hubris.
I've also
picking
heard
the Rams.
Greed is good. I heard that somewhere, too.
Absolutely.
I think this is the way you play it. If you're the if everybody else says we want to split, you take the split and go. If I'm with Mason, if not, just take New England,
take New England.
Hope nobody else.
Can I just Travis has so much money.
The other game that's in there,
yeah,
I almost picked them last week, and thank my youngest son talked me off the ledge on this. I was going to take Tampa against Pittsburgh.
Ooh, oh, that would have been good.
That's a good solid.
Although
pick.
You know what, Trav, I learned several years ago, don't take road teams.
That's why ultimately I decided to not take them. I took the Rams against Carolina.
Nice,
I'm taking them. That felt really lousy at the half.
Oh, at the half, I was like, oh,
we got
God.
It done. It's Tampa on the road again, but they're playing against Washington, who's dreadful.
Although they've got Tyler Heinicke in now.
Oh, that's right. Wentz is hurt.
And Tyler Heinicke's good.
Yeah, and Tyler Heinicke is pretty good.
All right, so scratch
is
that.
Is it Tyler or Taylor?
Taylor.
Yeah.
Taylor.
Mr. Heinicke.
Yeah.
Mr. Heinicke is the way to do it.
So, Slee, you decided to slough off work today. What are you doing down there?
Yeah, just kind of, you know.
Yeah, just
take it off. So you're actually going to the Padre game?
Yeah, I'll be going. Trav and I are trying to figure this out. 135 first pitch.
Disrespectful.
On a Wednesday playoff
yeah,
game.
Yeah, boy, that
two
is.
Two games, they got 135.
If
so
the Dodgers were in the NLCS, they would be playing at 5:30.
Yes.
Yeah, they'd be playing at 5:30. Yeah.
What's interesting is, can you think, I mean, like, if you were advising the Clippers on how to get a foothold in Los Angeles, is there anything more Clippers than the picture that showed up this morning?
Unreal.
Paul George, Kawhi Leonard and Norman Powell dressed head to toe in Padre gear at the Padre game.
Oh, no!
Okay, by the way, a couple of those, Norman Powell's from San Diego.
And Kawhi went to college there.
Kawhi went to San Diego State. The PG thing, I'm like, you're not helping yourself, Paul George.
Yeah.
You're not helping yourself.
PG's from Palmdale.
He's from Palmdale. But, Mace, this is the same guy You know, every time, well, he was at a Dodger game, he was booed.
Yeah.
He was at the Charger Raider game. Berg and I went to that first game. He's in Charger gear. And they showed him one time without introducing him, and everybody starts booing. And then the Chargers thought, hey, what a great idea. In 15 minutes, let's go back to him and then actually introduce him. Hey, the Los Angeles Clippers, Paul George here at the Charger game. I'm like, guys, before you introduced him, they were booing him. And now you're going to introduce him. What do you think is going to happen? Everybody boos him. So I think he's just trying something different. He's trying a different team at this point.
So are you wearing brown and gold head to toe right now?
I just got a Padre hat on right now. When I do go to the actual game, I'll throw a Padre hat.
I'm watching TBS right now, Slee, and they're taking shots of fans outside the stadium. And I would say, and this is a conservative estimate, 91% of the fans are already drunk.
Yeah.
So
who says Slee isn't? You know, you never know. Maybe he got started earlier. I want to go back to the Clipper thing for a second. I saw that, John. I'm like, that has to be fake. That has to have been Photoshopped. That has to because
no, Norman Powell went to high school there. Kawhi went to college there.
As you explained it, sure, but it's just such
Paul
a bad
George
idea.
Paul George grew up in Palmdale.
Paul George is tone
not
deaf.
A good look for
yeah.
Paul George.
They just
not
clipped the Dodgers. Like if they beat, I don't know, the Cubs.
Right.
Fine. Whatever.
The Braves.
Whatever. The Braves. Yeah. Fine. The Dodgers, the Los Angeles Clippers are celebrating the Los Angeles Dodgers getting beaten in one of the more.
It's a bad look.
Yeah.
They clearly don't care. I mean, they're used to getting booed. If they put them on the screen at Ram games, they get booed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you say they got booed at a Chargers game too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Chargers game, they're getting booed.
No, literally, you had a perfect setup. We didn't introduce him. He got booed. Let's not introduce him. No, they introduced him anyways.
So, no. John, can you see that picture right there of Russell Crowe?
Yeah.
Does that look like anybody you know?
Russell Crowe.
So they were talking.
They say it looks like you?
Yeah.
So not they.
Maybe 100 pounds.
So
they were
talking about what movie actor would play you?
I went to get my haircut the other day, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there, and the barber says to me, she goes, you know, you look like an actor. I can't quite put my finger on who it is. I said, well, what movies has he been in? She goes, he's in that movie with the hotel in the snow in Colorado. He goes crazy. I'm like, Jack Nicholson? And she goes, yeah, Jack Nicholson, but not in that movie, in As Good As It Gets, where Jack Nicholson's 60 in that movie.
Yes, yes.
And
very distinct. I mean, maybe the hairline is similar, but that's about it.
I don't see it at all.
No,
so
I don't get that.
We started trying to figure out who it was. I got Philip Seymour Hoffman, not feeling that.
Mm-hmm.
I got Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell.
Older Mr. Belding.
I've met that guy. He's a nice guy.
He's Dennis Haskins.
I feel like there is a resemblance
there. Somewhat.
But Mason,
then somebody came up with Russell Crowe, and they're like, well, I mean, Russell Crowe in Gladiator? I'm like, so I said, maybe Russell Crowe in Thor, Love, and Thunder.
That's Russell Crowe in Love and Thunder.
Yes.
Well, what's interesting is Russell Crowe.
By the way. And by the way, somebody being you.
Yeah, me.
Yeah.
Me.
Russell Crowe was like a sex symbol in his first decade
Sexiest
as an
man
actor.
Alive.
When he was
People
like
magazine.
In, he was in, was it L.A. Confidential?
Yeah, L.A. Confidential, great movie.
And then, so I think his jump the shark moment where he went from that to that is when he tried to sing in Les Mis.
Yeah.
Remember when he tried to sing and the director, I guess, was insistent on everybody singing their own songs? Like
directly to camera.
Right. And he tried to sing and he did his best, but he can't sing. And after that, it was like, oh boy.
Tell you what, Russell Crowe is not a bad call for Travis.
That's better. That's a more weight-friendly picture.
I can totally see that.
Yeah. Aged Russell Crowe.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm hoping for Gladiator
Russell Crowe.
He wanted the one where he's a warrior taking on 35 other guys.
Yes.
I'm not sure we're thinking of that comp.
Do you guys ever get that? Oh, you look like blank?
Jim Carrey.
Okay. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
I get fat Bob Saget. Like if Bob Saget had been really fat, that would be
but
me.
But you're not fat.
I'm a little fat. Yeah, a little fatter than I should be.
But fat Bob Saget implies somebody fat like Louis Anderson fat. Like
oh, yeah, not, yeah. No, like, not that.
Yeah.
The one thing I'll say fat is I did put on, because, you know, it's time, my jeans that used to fit me today.
Oh, that's a bad day.
I'm wearing them now, and they're super tight.
Gotta wear
I'm
them.
Like, break I've got in. To remind myself that I...
it's a motivational ploy.
It is. Yeah. My jeans are so uncomfortable, I'm bound to eat healthy.
They're called aspirational pants.
Yes, they are. Yes.
During the pandemic, I wore sweats every day for 9 months.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're not heavy at all.
Never
have you ever been
no,
heavy?
No. Ireland. Same weight since I was like in high school.
I was going to say, so all your suits and pants, they all fit exactly like they're supposed to. Do you have separate sections in your closet, Mace?
I do. I've got I've got a fat closet in the garage. All the fat
So when
clothes.
You walk out to the garage, you feel shame.
I do. Yeah. I do. No, my weight, Ireland is as steady as a rock in terms of weight. My weight goes from 189 to 218. That's
a pretty big swing.
That's my range. I weighed 189 at one point during the pandemic.
That's two sizes.
Yeah.
That'll take you from.
Are you just lucky? Or are you conscientious?
Metabolism, yeah. My whole family's always been like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I never.
I don't have that.
I don't either.
And if I ever get, like, one time I got a little. What I consider to be fat. I got to 199 and I said, I cannot ever get to 200. My goal weight, my ideal punching weight is 185. So I went on this MetaFast diet. Lisa went to Europe and I lost 17 pounds in 18 days.
Oh my gosh.
But I married myself to it. Like I'm a big rule follower. So I'm like, they said, you got to drink, the hardest part of it, had to drink 90 ounces of water a day.
How much, that's...
It's more than you think.
It's like three of those Arrowheads, I think.
Yeah, the big tall bottles.
Tall Arrowheads, yeah.
I take the dog for a walk every morning down on the Strand, pier to pier, and right. Well, that's why you lose the weight.
Now, here's the thing.
And then you eat astronaut food the rest of the day.
Here's the thing. The company doesn't exist anymore because I'm sure people... It's unbelievably unhealthy.
And they said it was all done by doctors.
Yeah.
You know, but
19
now they,
pounds in 18 days or 18 study. Pounds in 19 days. That's a crazy amount of weight.
By the way, on the day where I said, okay, I got down to 180. Okay. I went from 199 to 180. And then Lisa got home. And she said, we're going to a barbecue. I've never eaten more. I mean, I basically binge ate that whole day.
Pull up a chair to the smoker.
Oh, yeah.
I just
camped out behind the chair.
So,
do you ever buy, Mace, a shirt or some shorts, pants, whatever, that don't fit you, but you're like, no, this is going to be the motivation, and then they just sit there?
Never. I tend to buy on the larger size. Yeah. No, I tend to buy on the larger. You buy stuff that you hope you'll fit into someday?
Not often, but what I will do occasionally when I'm on the low end of it, mm-hmm. like when I get down into something that starts with a 2 and a 4,
yep.
that's actually pretty good for me. And I will buy some pants or a suit or something like that. And then I go back to living my life.
Right.
And it's then, like, damn, all that new stuff, I only got a couple of weeks out of it.
Right, so have you guys ever, like, I'm kind of a shoe guy. I love buying shoes. And so my exact shoe size is maybe a quarter inch below size 10.
Okay.
Like I'm in between a 9.5 and 10, but very close to the 10. So if I really love a pair of shoes, I'll go as low as 9. Which is a little tight.
It's uncomfortable.
Or I'll go as big as 12 and I look like Goofy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I get the shoes. No, I just wear them.
See, when I ordered something from my designer, Amazon, I always get both the XL.
Half size big.
The XL and the XXL.
Double.
Yeah. And then send one back or do you
keep
them
both? And then send one back.
Oh, okay.
You send the one back. Like I just got Laker hoodies from Amazon, really nice ones. And I got the XL and I got the XXL.
You'd be swimming in a double.
Luckily, I'm in the XL. I think what I'm wearing right now is an XXL.
Yeah.
I'd rather be comfortable than look good.
So the kid that used to live across the street from me is 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
Was 6 feet tall when he was a sixth grader. And he's just sprouted. So he played center at University of San Francisco for 4 years, and now he's playing in Europe. And his mom could never, ever find clothes that fit. And then the internet came along, and then she could do it. But one time, his mom says to me, Jimbo, that's his name, has outgrown his shoes. And I said, well, what size does he wear? He says, he wears 18 and a half. And I called the Lakers equipment manager, and I said, what's our biggest shoe? And he says, DeAndre Jordan, 17. Or no, he said Andrew Bynum, 17.
Okay.
And I said, I got a kid's in 18 and a half. How am I going to find 18 and a half? He goes, call the Clippers. They got like 3 7-footers on their roster. So I call the Pete, the equipment manager of the Clippers, who I knew from back when I worked there. Same guy, still there. I said, Pete, I tell him that story. And he goes, I can't believe you're calling me. I said, why? He goes, DeAndre Jordan just changed shoe companies. I've got 10 pairs of 19s, and if you come over here, I'll just give them to you.
No kidding.
Yeah, so I got a whole bunch of shoes, and I was able to give it to
them. Wasn't there a spot in Atlanta when all the NBA guys would go through, they'd buy suits and shoes and all those things because the one guy, he makes 20s and 22s.
But think about before the internet. Like, she couldn't find, like, he wanted to go on a ski trip. She couldn't find ski pants or skis that fit this kid.
Right. Shoes are skis.
Yeah.
I mean, at 19 or whatever.
At that point, yeah.
But now, you know, with the invention of the internet, everything's changed.
I'm sure that you guys are going to spend a ton of time on this today, but your initial takeaway last night up in Golden State?
The Warriors are really, really, really good.
Yeah.
I think they could repeat again. And the Lakers have two things that they need to fix immediately, or it's going to be a long season. One is, and I don't know if this is fixable with the guys they have or if they've got to make a move, but other teams now are actually giving them wide open threes.
Yeah, I mean, they were 10 for 45.
They're asked 10 for 40.
10 for 40. Same 22%. Could have been 10 for 100.
But what's happening, and LeBron commented on after the game, is the other teams now just back off them at the three-point line, and they'll live with it if the Lakers make the threes, but they don't make them. And then the other team just takes off. That's number one. And Darvin said the whole thing hinges on defense. In the first quarter, they held the Warriors to 23.
Really good.
And then every other quarter was 32, 32, 35 in one of them. They've got to fix the team defense.
Yeah,
those two things.
That was the part to me that really jumped out, was that all you've heard from the second that Darvin Ham was hired is we're going to be good on the defensive end. We're going to work hard on the defensive
end. Elite defensive team.
If you don't play defense, you're not going to play on this team. And for a quarter, it's like, okay, but it didn't last very long.
No.
Part of that, too, is that the Warriors are surgeons with that offense. They're just really, really good.
The Warriors are so
good. That looks better when they play the Portland Trailblazers. Their defense?
Well, find out Sunday. They play Portland on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I heard Slee say this. Tomorrow night, I'm curious. I don't know how optimistic I am because the Clippers are really good. But if they don't fix those two things, it could be a long night.
Slee, true or false, last night, did you say, coming up Coach's Corner, we'll hear from Frank Vogel.
True.
It's a habit that's hard to break.
Man.
I have it in my notes now. I'm using the largest font. I cannot get it out. You know, you do it for three straight years. That's a tough one that I got to get.
It is.
Hard habit to break.
At least once a game, I refer to the Nets as New Jersey.
I would imagine
been there for 5 years.
I would imagine Staples Center comes out from time to time.
At least once a game.
You know the Rams report that I do? During the day, I call it at least two or three times a day the Rome report. Because we used to do a Rome report that was a little one-minute vignette that I had to put together. Rams report.
Hey, Slee, are you going to do a Padres Daily?
No Padres Daily.
No Padres Daily?
Hey, try and get a picture with Kawhi and Paul George.
Hey, give us the key to the game.
This is Lakers Daily.
Give us the
Padres,
key. We're out of time. Sorry.
Coming up next, we'll see you tomorrow.
Damn it.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
What did you talk about? No, he didn't do it, so I don't want to talk about it now.
You're talking about it off the air. If he doesn't want to do it,
I was perfect for him.
Okay.
Kind of garbage. Morales, we're going to have some words.
No, wait a minute. He didn't do it, but it was your idea?
Yeah, we talked about it. We had a whole conversation about it.
So tell us, and we'll tell you whether or not he made the right decision.
All I know is I won 20 grand.
Oh, that's right. Jorge won 20 grand betting against the Lakers.
That's just mean.
Yeah.
Come on, man. We're a team in development.
You suck.
That's uncool. All right, so Bergman, what was your idea?
Yeah, what was the thing, Bergman?
I'm just trying to make up something real fast.
Yeah. No, don't make it up. Just tell us.
So you don't.
No, we're all about honesty, right? I don't have anything. It was just a thing.
So okay,
it was
just, so yesterday I texted, or last night I texted Greg, and I said, "How was the show today?"
Wow, you were gonna do this. This was okay. First of all, I will go through this. This right. is totally me, fine, by the way.
Let me guess.
Yeah.
He criticized it, and then you killed him for criticizing
it.
No. Okay. He agreed.
Yeah, no. Oh. Bergman texted me and said, that's the worst show you guys have had in a long
time. No,
that is,
no.
I
will tell you. Okay,
I can absolutely.
Well, read okay.
Okay, no, I'm going to read it.
No, it's the commercials where you can drop the flag and go back and look.
Yeah, no, I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it.
All right, go ahead. If you've got
yesterday, 6:59 p.m., I did not text him before this. What did you think about today's show? I said, do you really want to know? And he said, yup, I hated it. And I said, worst show in a long time. And he said, why do you think? And I said, lots of reasons. John on the road doesn't help. It was too heavy sports. Didn't play off Morales, really. It wasn't fun. He said, yeah, I didn't work with Morales today. Agree, too much sports. That's on me. Do you mind to keep going? I'll keep reading.
No, you don't have to.
Yes, please. Yes, it
gets worse.
It does get worse, yeah. You said, I don't want to talk about this.
Okay, so here's the weird thing, though. You can't tell the audience that there's too much sports, because then they kill you for not talking about sports.
Sure.
Every bit of research indicates that less sports gets higher ratings. So that's where the rub is.
Well, I think it's fun gets higher ratings.
Right.
I always have a test. You switch around the radio dial, and I tend to land on the one where there's the most energy, where there's the most enthusiasm. So I always want our show to sound like that. Now, you also told me that when Jorge is working on the podcast and looking down and not really paying attention, that's a bad show.
Okay, it's true, though, John, and I think you might actually agree with this. If you look over at Jorge and he's laughing and he's engaged, it's a good show.
Jorge, so it's your fault.
Yeah, no.
Apparently.
Yeah. No.
Way to go, Julio.
It's on everybody, but if Jorge is not involved and not enjoying himself and he's doing the podcast because he has time because he's not engaged, then the show's not going very well.
Boy, yesterday sucked. So, do you realize yesterday...
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
I feel relieved.
No, it's...
How do you feel about that, John?
Get it out there.
I didn't think yesterday was any, like...
Different than usual?
Right. But for me, I was in a... Michael's coming in tomorrow. Like, Michael had to go home because he had a family emergency.
Right,
my head was all over the place. I was just trying to get through that show.
Yeah,
so maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know.
All right, so, John, we're doing Lie of the Day again today.
Okay, me or you?
My lie.
Okay.
So we're giving away two
yesterday
tickets.
I fooled all three of you chumps.
Totally stumped us.
Sure did.
Lie of the Day today, two tickets to the LAFC versus Galaxy playoff game Thursday night at Bank of California Stadium. Plus, you qualify for the grand prize, two pregame sideline passes. Tickets courtesy of calljacob.com. Our friend Jacob and Ronnie, remember, winning matters. That's why after an accident, you go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB.
So, yesterday sucked.
There's a drop. There's a drop for you. Thank you. So Lakers get blown out last night. It's really no contest. And Golden State's really good. And
yeah, I think what you saw last night was one team that is championship ready right now.
Yes.
In the Warriors, and another team, Darvin Ham worded it, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon, and we're in the beginning of it.
Yeah.
So we're one of the runners that's way in the back, packed in with everybody else. They're way out in front.
So there's a bunch of stuff to talk about with the game. By the way, LeBron is endorsing most products now. I don't know. You didn't see the television.
He's the
broadcast.
Steve Mason of NBA players.
Can you believe how many LeBron ads there
were? It was Beats, for one. And then the next one it followed was AT&T.
AT&T.
Yeah.
And then there was something with Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
I guess a Nike commercial with Father Time. Jason Momoa playing Father Time. Which, by the way, I don't... we were talking about this earlier. Jason Momoa is not a good Father Time. Father Time should be old.
I have a perfect Father Time.
Who's Father Time?
I can't believe they didn't think of it. Larry David.
Oh, Larry David would be hilarious as Father Time.
Yeah, he'd be perfect.
We were saying Brian Cox would be a good Father Time.
Yeah, that's true too, but I mean, Larry David
would be perfect. Jason Momoa is too young to be Father Time.
That he is.
Yeah.
Bow.
I don't know what that one was, but I'll take your word for it.
I got bow.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, it's a bow. He's talking about
the bow. Okay. Yeah, the blank bow. So last night we got to halftime. And of course
we're only down seven at half. I don't know how, but we're only down seven.
It's Charles and it's Ernie and it's Kenny and it's Shaq. And it was amazing the rant that Charles Barkley went on. I actually texted everybody about it as soon as I heard it. Bergman was why we were all watching. Listen to Barkley just go off.
This game or something else?
This game.
All right.
You know how I feel about Russell Westbrook.
Yes. That he plays hard every time out.
I admire him. I respect him. It's time for the Lakers to move him. They have taken all his joy out of life in basketball.
Chuck, it's 5 out of 8.
No, it's not about the numbers. First of all, the Lakers stink. We can get that out the way. Those two guys just out there having fun, AD and LeBron, they're just getting numbers. You never thought they were going to win this game. You know, they're just going through. They're like getting numbers.
How can you tell that Westbrook's joy has been stolen?
He doesn't look. This guy used to be so exuberant, playing with great energy and great emotion. I think the wear and tear mentally last year, starting this year, playing with Patrick Beverly, he's gonna, and the thing is, he gonna get the blame no matter what, because the Lakers ain't a championship contender.
I think the fact that everyone was talking about it last year is still gonna bleed over. I say give him 15 to 20 games. AD's back, you got Patrick Beverly. Let's just see what they're going to do.
Yeah, he was asked.
Right now, he's 5 out of 8 with 11 points.
It's like, not you know, just about the stats, Shaq. You
talking
know
about
that.
The energy.
The energy and enthusiasm.
The high fives.
He don't look. And first of all, I think he got Frank Hammond. I think they scapegoated him and Frank Vogel last year. I think he needs a fresh start. I think the Lakers need a fresh start because they're not contenders. But I hate the fact that they have made him and Vogel scapegoats. This guy, man, I admire Russell Westbrook. They are taking his entire joy out of basketball, and it pisses me off.
Wow.
Took his joy out of basketball, and it pisses me off.
All right. There's a lot to react
yes.
to there, and I'll do it next.
We're a little early.
We're literally 1 minute early, right?
No.
27, but we can... You,
27. All right, no, I can do it now.
Oh, yeah. What?
Okay.
You want to hold it?
Nope.
Oh, okay,
I can do it now, but...
Roaring start.
It.
Shut up.
Okay, there's... He said about 6 things
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, he did.
2 things can be true.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Westbrook can still be an exciting player who plays really hard and a bad fit for the Lakers.
Right.
It's possible that's what we've got.
Sure.
Here. Russ needs the ball.
Yep.
All right. They're trying to figure it out. But Russ is a guy who's used to having the ball. And if you have LeBron on your team, LeBron with the ball is the most dangerous weapon in
yes.
the league. So for that reason, it's complicated. They're trying to figure it out. But I don't know. I don't remember Russ playing with a tremendous amount of joy before. I just remember him playing harder than
yeah,
everybody
he's,
else.
He's all he plays.
If played angry play, for
looks
anything
like
else.
A hard ass. Looks angry.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, wouldn't it be? I would like. I wouldn't use the word joyful. I would use the word he's always played with an edge.
Yeah,
he's always played angry.
And
I think he's still doing that to a degree.
Aside from the money and the cool job, Russell Westbrook gets hammered in this town.
Right.
And even Reggie Miller last night.
That's one thing he said that's true.
And Reggie Miller last night in the middle of the game said, I live in L.A., sports talk radio. He listens to Westbrook is the most maligned first ballot Hall of Famer of all time. Which
I can't think of one.
Might be true.
I mean, Carmelo went through a couple of years where people beat him up pretty good, but I don't think it was as bad as this.
I will say, Reggie, thanks a lot for listening.
I don't think Charles said anything unfair.
Well, he said the Lakers stink and they're not going anywhere.
Probably too early to say that,
yeah,
but he might be right.
It's a little early.
But I also think that trading Russ just for the sake of trading him is a mistake. The Lakers have limited trade assets.
Yes.
They need to make the right trade. They just can't say, you know what, this situation's not working. We'll trade you today or we'll send you home today. They're a better team with him than without him, don't you think? I mean, look at his numbers from last night. Where else are you going to get 19 points and 11 rebounds from that group?
Although, yeah.
Who plays
point? Do numbers always tell the story?
No, but in this case, they're better.
Because defensively, it was a mess.
Right, but.
And that's fully half the game and what Darvin says he's going to focus
on. Yeah, so let's see. I think you got to give him a little time here. But I don't think that you move Russ today to take Charles' example, and then say, okay, the team's better. I think they're better right now. They're better with him than without him.
Well, or the question is it addition by subtraction? That's the other question.
Not yet. Yeah. I don't think. Could be one day, yeah, but not yet.
Could be. All right, coming up next for you, John, I've got one name for you. Nitschke.
Okay.
Nitschke. Do you know who it is?
Ray Nitschke, the linebacker?
No.
From Green Bay?
No. N-S-E-K-H-E. Nitschke. Nitschke. Nitschke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the
God.
One.
God bless you.
It's a name. It's a name that represents a turning point for one of our teams.
Okay,
it's coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
So I am thinking about investing in a dispensary.
I think you'd make money.
Yeah.
You would make money.
Hard to lose money.
Lisa's cousin was not married to him anymore. Was married to a guy who got into that business. He made a killing.
Juan's a little bit squeamish about it because it's legal in the state but not legal federal. I don't think there's any.
Well, you don't have to invest in a California dispensary, right?
No, no. Yeah. Oh, that is going to be a California dispensary.
A friend of mine's invested in one in Oregon.
Well, it's legal in the state, but it's still not legal federally.
Yeah.
So, but I don't.
But care. I mean, I told you I've been going to dispensaries to get those drops that help me sleep. And
you want to get high?
Yeah. They're making money. There's a ton of people in there.
I want to call it Weed Is Us. Weed is us.
Like Toys R Us?
Like Toys R Us. Weed is us.
It's a terrible name.
You don't like that?
Yeah, dumb. Yeah. Dumb work.
What's call it Pura Yesca.
Pura Yesca is a
good.
There you go.
That's
Pura
it.
Pura Yesca is a great name.
Pura Yesca!
Yeah.
And when you open the door, that
that's jingle
plays every single time.
Pura Yesca!
All right, so John, the name is Nitschke.
Well said.
Nitschke. Yesterday sucked. So, Nitschke was an offensive lineman on the Indianapolis Colts practice squad. And he has been acquired by the Los Angeles Rams.
We're that
it is
desperate.
Ty Nitschke.
We're taking guys off the Colts here. Practice squad.
He's finally here.
Well,
he has arrived.
Another W for the Niners.
Yeah. Can't hurt. That's all I got to say. Big body, throw him out there.
The one thing I'll say is he played for Sean in Washington and played for the Les in St. Louis. So he's
he knows older. The system.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. A couple of nuggets you passed along that maybe the Rams, in addition to acquiring Ty
Nitschke,
may be interested in Christian McCaffrey.
Well,
they're one of the teams that is sort of rumored.
Did you see who the other one was?
Yeah, the Niners.
Amnithis.
What, are we just going to make fun of the way I pronounce things today? Is that what we're doing?
So.
Hey, Mace. Hey, Mace, I think I got something.
All right.
Christian McCaffrey makes a lot of sense to me. I just don't know what they're giving up. I'd have to see what the deal is.
Well, you know, one of the things I thought of is apparently Ian Rappaport says that there is interest in Cam Akers on the market. Cam Akers is not going to play another snap for the Rams. Young running back, third-year guy, had an Achilles surgery, came back, actually played really well down the stretch last year till those two fumbles in the Tampa game. If there's a market for Cam Akers, maybe that can be spun into McCaffrey, maybe that can be spun in. Now, I'm not saying it straight up. You're going to have to include for Carolina wants first round draft picks.
Yeah.
And does Cam Akers in a first round draft pick?
Do the Rams even have a tradable first round draft pick? They're kind of like the Lakers.
There are, though,
they
like
probably
the Lakers.
Have them like 27, 29.
They have their 27 like and 29.
I think it's 24 and 25. They
24
have.
And 25 they
yeah,
have?
Yeah, not 23, though.
So 24. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, I think if I'm Carolina, I'm listening.
Yeah, me too.
If I give them Cam Akers and my first-round pick in 24, yeah, they may not be able to beat that. Maybe have to throw in a second-rounder or third-rounder down the road.
One thing, I'm not trading Tynes.
Well, I wouldn't trade anybody who has an L next to his name.
Yeah.
You know, the line is so bad.
Yeah. A couple of nuggets I came across. Stafford has thrown 20 picks over his past 17 games. He leads the league with 8 interceptions, while his 3 fumbles rank 2nd behind Trevor Lawrence. Nobody has turned the ball over more often than the 34-year-old Stafford. So that's one thing. Cooper Kupp. Now, Cooper Kupp, 7 catches on Sunday. That gives him 56 catches in 6 games. That is more catches than anybody has ever had in the first 6 games.
He's the best receiver in the NFL.
He is.
Yeah, there's other guys who have more speed, bigger size. He just gets open and catches.
And the one thing I saw is they did break out a little bit. Like Allen Robinson caught a touchdown, made a touchdown catch in that game, and caught a couple other balls. And Skronik's good. Van Jefferson is probably going to be back for the San Francisco game in 2 weeks. I think he makes a difference.
Are we completely giving up on Whitworth?
Yeah.
It's like, cannot be talked into it.
I don't think so. You know, he and I had that tweet exchange.
Yes, we asked very Sean, close.
We I asked know. Sean about it, and Sean's like, he's a really good friend of mine. I think he's really happy at Amazon. So.
Well, he's probably getting paid more.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Right? Probably not. So I've got this crazy idea, and I don't know if we'll go along with it. So you sent this nugget about UFC and Dana White starting a new slap fighting league.
Right.
Which is hard slaps, right?
Yeah.
You like slap really hard.
Will Smith, Chris Rock kind of slaps.
Yeah. Slap! Now, my brother and I used to play slap fight. Did you ever play slap fight?
With this, with your hands?
No. Where you just tap the other guy in the face.
No.
You've never played that?
No.
Bergman, did you ever play the tap?
I did it with my hands. It was the hot hands.
Yeah. Yeah, like you've done the thing with the hands, right?
No, it's the
here.
Hands.
All right, I'll come over there. Hold
okay,
on.
Yeah, what's the hands thing? I don't know.
Are we on TV today?
No, we're not on TV. But
we are not on TV today, but okay, now John right is walking right. over to Mason. Side. He's hands putting out his side. Hands.
All right, slap my hands. Okay, oh, you missed. Now put your hands up.
Okay, put my hands up. Son of a...
Okay, do it again.
Yeah, okay, ready?
No, you got to put your hands
up. Oh, my hands up.
Yeah, it's my game. I got you.
Got me, barely.
Okay.
No, how am I so bad at this? No, I'm terrible at this game. That is the stupidest game I've ever seen.
This is just another example of John
You've
being better at you
that?
At a sport.
That's not a sport.
That is a sport.
That it's is absolutely. Not
Dana
slapping.
White is making it a sport.
Who made hand slapping a sport?
It's a competitive thing.
Face
this is a sport.
Slapping is a sport.
Well, no, but hand slapping, that's so slapping different. Would be. Wait, you know,
and by the way, I have no experience at this game. I have to train.
Tortilla slapping was
Jorge,
better.
Jorge, remember, slapping, yeah. Remember Anchorman?
Oh, yeah.
There will be no touching of the hair or face.
Yes. Right. No, it's true. Yeah.
So that,
so
that's
you would not do a...
No.
You wouldn't do that?
No, I don't trust you.
The face slap?
No.
Bergman, you do the face slap?
Yeah, I would do it, but I'm not going to hold back.
Mason, that little example you just had, I would favor Bergman heavily in the face. He's younger than you. He's not stoned. He would
faster.
Yeah, Bergman would destroy you.
Am I mean, really slow? Is
well,
that
no,
what
you're
happened
just,
there?
He's got advantages because he's younger and he's not on drugs.
I'm not on drugs right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
When are we doing the fight?
John absolutely was killing you. And he was winding up too.
I know.
Shut
I know.
Up.
If you want to do it, Mace, we'll do it. But like,
I think that's
you know,
an example that you would
be
at a disadvantage. Your reflexes aren't as quick.
My reflexes are not
I'm older
as
than
quick.
You, and I just destroyed you in that game.
Yeah, but I've never played the game. That's not fair. If I had a day to train.
All right, train.
Me and
tomorrow
Marlon
we'll
are
going
to train
again.
Tonight.
Yep.
We're going to play the slap game.
Yep. Slap and tomorrow games. We'll play again.
And tomorrow will be the rematch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Water I got 10 grand on John winning tomorrow.
So, no matter how much you practice.
I have lost a bet, John. I don't know if you realize this or not.
Shocking.
Well, actually, I've lost 2 bets. I lost I had $20,000 on the Dodgers winning the World Series.
Yeah, and this is mythical money, folks. We're not actually betting $20,000.
And I had $10,000 that I could get Jeannie Buss on the show before the start of the season, so that ship has sailed.
Yeah, but you were making progress there. Are you no longer making progress?
I am making progress.
I think that's eventually going to happen.
I think that's eventually going
to
happen.
Here's what I think is the fair thing to do. If you get her on the show, because it was such a long shot, then we cancel the $10,000 bet.
Oh.
If you get her on the show during the season.
Oh, look at Jorge.
You want a new ticket? Like, you got to put in a new ticket.
You got to put in a new ticket.
These guys don't want to help you.
I only have $4,000 left.
Okay. Let's be.
I think it's the magical $4,000. I am going to turn that into a win.
Okay.
No.
Parlay my ass off.
The problem is if you go to Vegas and you're like, you know what? But I got this. I won this bet later, a week later. Can I get my money?
Yeah, I want the Niners to win the Super Bowl this year. And then if they don't, oh, you know what? I want to extend it for 2 years down the road.
But we're, you can't do that. We're not in Vegas. We're friends here.
Yeah, we're making up the rules.
It's always been Vegas rules.
Are we friends
here?
Vegas rules.
We are friends.
We were until this segment.
Yeah, we were until right now. I mean, until right now.
We're the best.
All right, coming up, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. Don't forget, I'm going to lie today. Pair of tickets to LAFC versus Galaxy in the big playoff game tomorrow night at Banc of California Stadium. Plus, you qualify for the grand prize, 2 pregame sideline passes. And here's a hint. I haven't lied yet. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, this is a little weird.
Okay,
what the hell?
I'm all for it.
Aliens have taken planet Earth, and they put humans in zoos.
Okay,
what do you want in your zoo enclosure? This is an easy one for me.
Okay, we're in zoos.
Yeah, we are in zoos, and you're in a cage, an enclosure.
Okay,
got it. Exhibit.
What are you? You're like at the Living Desert, where Not Stepdad Leo works.
There you go.
Yeah.
For me, massage chair. Jorge, what do you want in your zoo enclosure?
You're only allowed one thing?
Yeah, because if we're allowed two, I'd want a jacuzzi.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jacuzzi.
Be like Josh Rosen, have a jacuzzi in my room.
Yeah.
All right, if I can take two things, let's stick with two, yeah?
One thing.
Yeah, okay, sure, go for it.
All right, I'll take a pool and maybe like a soccer ball and a little soccer goalpost. Kick the ball
around. That's three things.
Soccer ball and the goalpost? That's okay.
No, that's two things.
All right, whatever. No pool.
Yeah, right. No pool.
All right, Bergman.
That's a good idea. I think I would take a ball and a hoop, a basketball and a hoop, and just shoot.
Well, that would keep you occupied, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Not as good as a massage chair. By the way, I'm now regretting not asking for an 80-inch TV.
Oh, yeah, you could.
But then
use
you need
that.
The receiver.
Yeah, but wouldn't the TV come... TV. All the TVs are smart TVs now.
Oh, yeah.
But no remote.
I'll tell you.
No subscriptions.
I spend an hour in the jacuzzi every night.
Okay. So that would be it.
That would be it.
You'd jacuzzi.
I love the jacuzzi. I can just lay there forever.
We're pretty bougie zoo animals here.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, look at all this crap we're asking for.
Somebody said to me yesterday, why don't you get a real job? And I was like, thank you. I should get a real job on the side.
Who told you to get a real job?
A friend of mine texted me yesterday as we were goofing around and said, why don't you get a real job?
And I would write back to him, what for?
Right.
I was down at Starbucks today and I thought, you know, I'd like to try being a barista.
Go do it.
That's a good idea.
We could probably arrange it.
We could absolutely arrange that.
I would love to be a barista. I always think it looks really cool. A bartender looks like a fun gig, too.
Yeah,
you were a bartender.
I was a bartender. You'd be a terrible bartender.
I'd be a great bartender.
No, you'd have the same problem I did.
What?
You'd be too busy talking to people to make the drinks.
No, he doesn't talk to anybody.
Of course I talk to people.
You're not fast enough with your hands.
I'm not fast with my hands.
But I go to Illy every single morning. Tomorrow, I'm going to go to Illy and say, hey, Steve Mason wants to be a barista for a day.
Nobody goes. You and Amanda are the only people that go to the Illy.
That's absolutely not true. It is very busy all the time.
That is the coffee shop inside the hotel next to the station.
It's very snooty.
It is great.
It's very snooty.
Best coffee there is.
There's literally a Starbucks right below us. If a floor opened up, we would fall into a Starbucks.
Right. I would like to work at a Starbucks for a day.
Starbucks? Okay, well, let's send somebody down.
Okay, send somebody down. No, DeAndre.
No, we're not allowed to do that.
Oh, we're not allowed to send DeAndre down.
No, you can't make the interns do anything. As a matter of fact, we work for the interns now.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Essentially, yeah. 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 We've got great interns. DeAndre's over there, and it's Graham, right? Yeah, yes. Graham is the other intern from USC.
And Sophia.
I won't hold that against him.
Sophia is also from USC.
Well, they're now looking up at UCLA in the standings. How's that feel?
It's early. It's early. Early.
It's week 7.
early. What's early? We haven't played yet. We haven't played yet. By the way.
Actually, you've played 6 games.
A lot of
half the season is over.
We've not played you yet, is what I mean. Let's see. Jorge is all about the drops today, and I'm here for it. According to somebody in the Mason and Ireland Mafia, you have been I love the drops.
We all hit drops. You hit drops. I hit drops.
Yeah, I hit drops. We all hit drops. Right, exactly. By the way, last night.
Thank you. We appreciate the feedback.
Yeah. So yesterday sucked. Today I'm gonna. Recommit to my healthy eating.
Again?
God.
I am. Shut up. So.
This is at least the 10th time this year.
It's early, John. 10 months in.
Yeah. 10 months in. It's early.
Okay.
So.
Wait, what are you at? Because you have a bet. Oh, no. That bet's gone.
No, there's not. That bet got wiped.
It did get wiped.
I'm 203. Okay. So I'm hanging around low 200s. I'm trying to get to 195. So last night, I did break down and ordered donuts. But I've got a new strategy.
What is it?
I am going to my Grubhub account, and I am putting in a password that I can't possibly remember, so I am locked out of my Grubhub account forever.
All right, you really want to do it?
I do.
Give it to me.
Yes, that's the way to do it.
I will put a password in that you can't remember.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll do that. Okay. I'll do that. Let's see, change password. I will absolutely do that.
Okay.
Because I cannot control myself.
All right. When you get to the point where it says enter new password, give it to me.
Okay.
And
you will put in an indecipherable password.
Right.
There you go.
Here we go.
Put in a password and don't tell me what it is.
And now, Greg, how long before he calls me?
Asking for the password?
Wait, first you got to put in your
current. Hey, John.
First you got to put in your current password. Then I'll put in the new password below it.
So then you got to join it and then you have to log out. So he can't log in.
Okay, there you go. Now, changing the password. By the way, this is good advice for anybody. If you have got a donut compulsion, just get rid of your Grubhub password or any sort of food compulsion.
Okay, new password.
Is anybody else like, I can't control myself. I think
I don't even subscribe to those things.
You don't?
Nah, I don't get anything delivered. I pick it up myself.
You pick it up yourself?
Yeah, Bergman, so if I don't want to eat donuts, I don't go pick them up.
Do you use Grubhub?
I absolutely do. I have the Grubhub app right here.
Yeah, it's going away for me. It's gone forever.
Just don't get Instacart or like any of those other ones then.
Ireland is putting it. Lakers forever is the password. No. Lakers forever. Right. By the way, I'm going to try to crack the password. I'm going to try to figure. I've got John Ireland's address. Maybe that's it. Maybe.
No, it is. It is a password that you actually
could guess.
Yes.
Pura Yeska!
Okay. Here you go.
That would be a good password.
Nope. All that's right. Not it.
So it's officially changed.
Yep.
And you think I could hack it?
I know it.
Wow.
It's something about you.
Oh, it's something about me.
Yeah. So that's all I'll tell you.
All right.
If you want a hint every day, I could give you a hint every day. I go. No, we'll do this. One yes or no question a day to help determine the password, right?
Does it involve my dogs?
No. That's it.
Damn, that's it. For me.
I love this bit more than any bit
tomorrow
in a long time.
It gets another yes or no question.
Damn.
Okay.
Damn. All right, did you hear what LeBron said last night after the game? It was a terrible shooting night for the Lakers.
10 of 40.
By the way, you keep saying that. I looked up 10 of... Are you sure it's 22%? I think it is 10 of 45.
No, it's 10... I've got it right here. Let me look. Lakers, 10 of 40, 25%.
Okay, 25%.
Yeah.
All right, so this is what LeBron said after the game last night. And tell me who he might be taking a shot at.
I don't know. think we're getting great looks. I think, but it also could be teams giving us great looks. I mean, if you be completely honest, we're not a team that's constructed of great shooting. That's just the truth of the matter is. It's not like, you know, we're sitting here with a lot of lasers on our team. So, you know, but that doesn't deter us from still trying to get great shots, and when we get those opportunities, you take them. But we're not sitting here with a bunch of 40-plus career three-point shooting guys.
We're not a great shooting team. Now, the good thing is, shooting is not important in the NBA.
All right, listen. He said something in the first 5 seconds of that clip.
Yep.
That is the whole ball game.
Okay.
That I don't know if the average fan just watching the Lakers on TV realizes. Remember Jim Clemens, Phil's assistant?
Sure, yeah, I remember.
Great guy, Jim, Ohio State guy, was on the Lakers 72 championship team.
Yep.
Clem coached in the league for a long time. And I used to say to me, wow. I said, we took a lot of threes tonight. Didn't make very many of them. Clem would get this look in his eye and he goes, you know, there's a reason those guys are wide open. And I said, why? He goes, because the other team wants us to shoot those shots.
And he said, LeBron said, they're giving us great looks.
So I think what you saw last night was Steve Kerr saying, if they throw it into AD or if LeBron goes to the basket, everybody claps. Everybody shut that guy off. Shut LeBron off. Shut the Dia. They will kick it to the open man outside. And when they do,
he's going to miss it.
And we're going to take off the other way.
Yeah.
And I think these teams have decided, okay, if the Lakers get hot one night and they make 20 of 40 instead of 10 of 40, we'll live with it. We'll live with a loss. But if we do that pretty much as our regular defensive strategy, 9 times out of 10, we're going to win.
So is this not, because this is a shooter's league, this is a league that rewards shooters, is this not a case of, and LeBron said it, we're not comprised of great shooters. We don't have 40% and better three-point shooters. Isn't that an indictment on Rob Pelinka? I mean, come on, this is a shooter's league, and LeBron is acknowledging we're not a great shooting team.
Well, I think they're trying to fix it. For example, Patrick Beverley shot 38% from three last year. Lonnie Walker shot 38% from three last year. Max Christie was a three-point shooter at Michigan State. Cole Swider was a three-point shooter at Villanova and Syracuse. Matt Ryan is only on the team for one reason.
Clearly, it's not defense. I watched him for a while last night. He just stands in the corner and waits for the ball.
And makes 40% threes. So they're trying to fill that job. You know, I just did a ZipRecruiter ad. They're trying to match guys with those skills into the thing. They're just not making the shots. I think that's why, you know, for example, Buddy Hield has been tied to the Lakers for a really long time. I think he would fit right in on our team.
Yep, he would.
I don't know if you'll be able to get him out of there. It takes two teams to make a deal, and I heard Indiana was being unreasonable. But that's a guy I think helps our team right away. LeBron, when he has been surrounded by shooters, has always been at his best.
Right, and LeBron's saying, we don't have good shooting.
Right.
He actually came out and said it.
Yeah, well, they sure didn't last night. They're going to be the type of teammates that if they shoot 25% from three, like they did last night, they're not going to win very many games. They can't. They've got to get that average. I think last year they shot just under 35, but they've got to be over 35 as a team to be a good. They may have been closer to 32 last year. I'd have to look it up. But they need to be consistently high 30s if they're going to use LeBron and AD to their full potential. LeBron and AD are going to put up 25, 30 a game every night. They're that good. But where they can really help you is you throw it into one of them.
Sure.
The defense collapses on him. They kick it to a wide open three, and the guy makes it. Last night, they just didn't make. Like, you watched Golden State last night. They weren't lighting it up from three, but they were better than the Lakers. They were 16 of 45, 37%. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
We do that. So we hit six more threes. That's 18 points. We ended up losing by 14.
Right.
Yeah. So there it is.
I want to ask you about a moment in last night's game that bothers me. And I also want to ask you, so Giannis, Embiid and Simu Lee. You probably don't know who Simu Lee is.
I don't.
He was a star of Shang-Chi, Legend of the Ten Rings, big Marvel star.
Okay.
all together in a commercial for a product that I don't know anybody who uses.
Okay.
Nobody I know uses this. That is coming up next for you. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.